We go from east to west as we now preview the Warriors-Grizzlies series. Now, first, I'm an idiot, and I taped a Grizzlies part of this earlier. I compressed it, I thought I saved it, and I deleted it. So, Andrew Ford from GrizzlyBearBlues.com. Go check out his stuff. Check out that SB Nation website. You can follow him at AndrewFord22 on Twitter. He also does some writing for the Upside Motor blog. Go check out all of his stuff. I was short on time, and I wasn't able to grab him to retape it. So I'm sorry about that. Now for the Warriors' perspective, and we'll just kind of do a general overview from SB Nation's Golden State of Mind blog, Andy Liu. Andy, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I was good, man. I was better when I didn't delete a 12-minute podcast.
God.
That wasn't my most intelligent move of
the day. Let's hope it doesn't happen here.
Yeah, no, I think I'll be okay. Let me make sure it's rolling. Yes, it is. All right, so when I was talking to Andrew, he was basically, there was no unrealistic expectations there. I mean, I think the Warriors are going to roll the Grizzlies. He thought the Grizzlies were going to get rolled. Is there anything about this series that concerns you with this team?
I think probably for me, the most concerning thing is, and I haven't really finished sifting through the games yet this season, but I think probably the only thing is how chippy the games can get and whether the Warriors can wrap their heads around it and play even keeled. I think the Grizzlies are used to kind of getting inside people and kind of rattling them a little bit. And I think the Warriors have guys that can be rattled. Draymond Green is the type to talk back, to even try to protect his. But these aren't bad things per se, but it's things that'll get a team out of their comfort zone. Steph Curry is going to get hit hard with fouls it's not going to be dirty. It's how the Grizzlies play. They're just going to be a lot of holding. You know, it kind of what Patrick Beverley did in the regular season. They'll have Tony Allen do that, I'm sure. They'll try to get Curry off his game. And we'll see how the whole Warriors handle that. They really haven't had any adversity at all. So if, say, they lose one at Oracle, then maybe something happens there.
Pretty good sign when your biggest worry is people getting under your skin and guys getting suspended.
I'm searching here. Because matchup wise, what the Grizzlies are good at, what they're bad at, it's just not a good matchup for them. They don't have no spacing against the league's best defense. And their defense is really good, but if they can't score, the Warriors can just murder them in transition. Draymond Green is going to run laps around Randolph, and that's going to be tough, especially if Bogut's guarding Randolph on the other end. So there's really nothing. Unless Courtney Lee drops about 6 threes a game and just kind of opens up the entire floor, I don't think there's really any offense the Grizzlies can pull off here.
I wrote the preview for this game, and I didn't have time to go back and watch all three of the Warriors games, and I didn't remember off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. And then I read Zach Lowe's preview today, which after you write a preview and then you go read something Zach Lowe does, you're kind of thoroughly embarrassed.
That's yourself. How I always feel.
Yeah,
always.
I was like, oh well, now I don't really think my preview was any good. But I didn't know that they had Bogut guard Randolph, yeah, and Green guard Gasol. That's pretty. The Knicks did that actually too when they were actually halfway decent. They would use Melo on Gasol and they put Tyson on Randolph.
And it makes sense because Gasol he's kind of the mediator there at the free throw line. He's not going to back anyone down. And if he backs someone down, he's kind of shooting a little, not a fadeaway, but kind of like a half hook shot. And it's not really, it's not a Z-Bo kind of thing where he's bullying into you trying to draw a foul, you know. So it's much less threatening. Gasol's a great passer, but I think a little bit of that is negated, especially if they have Tony Allen. Because whoever's guarding Tony Allen, Steph Curry or Harrison Barnes, he's going to play literally in the paint. I think the Warriors did that in the regular season with Tayshaun Prince as well. And now the Grizzlies don't have him. They have Jeff Green. But the Warriors will literally just kind of do the Kobe Bryant defense where, hey, we're going to allow you to shoot. We're going to keep one guy and let him dig against someone like Randolph and Gasol. And that makes it tough for the Grizzlies offense.
And then the singular, I mean, the Grizzlies wouldn't even win if he was healthy, but whether Mike Conley plays, he has a broken face. I mean, I can't see him being himself playing with, like, that's, I mean, I'm a pussy, so I wouldn't play like he is with a full, like, football helmet on. I wouldn't play with that. Like, that dude's going to go out there and play just, like, with a flimsy mask on and his face is broken. Like, that's insane.
With Bogut's elbows in the middle, like, that doesn't seem... And then from everything I've read, and I've had a bunch of Memphis people follow me now this series, is that Mike Conley's one of the toughest guys in the league. So I fully expect him to play in maybe game three, because that's, I think, a week away from tomorrow.
The game's on Sunday, and this is going to probably be coming out on Sunday, but if for some reason it doesn't.
Okay.
The game will be on Sunday. So game two, there's a weird thing, and they're not playing until Tuesday for game two. So game three is on Thursday.
Is game three on Thursday? I believe game three was like on Saturday of next week.
No, I thought. Hold on, yeah. Let's look this. This is why we have computers. We can look things up like this now.
That's why I assume Conley would play in that one.
Let's see. I should have typed in schedule also instead of just Golden State Warriors. I'm not very smart at this sometimes. The schedule is. Here we go. Full schedule and scores. You're right. It's Sunday, Tuesday, Saturday. Holy crap.
Why is that?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, Golden State's already been sitting at home for a week, so they're really. They can presumably just play their guys like 44 minutes a game. It's getting to the point. It's kind of ridiculous now. But back to Mike Conley. I think it would have been a series with him.
No, I still don't.
I know a lot of people. A lot of people. I know Ethan Strauss had an article today on ESPN where he thought the Warriors would sweep. I think the Warriors would have come out maybe a little rusty in the first game, and if Conley was healthy, they would have had a chance to steal one. And if you steal one at Oracle, where the Warriors had only lost two times, it puts a little doubt in their mind. So it would have been maybe like a 40% chance of winning game one, and then maybe it'll tilt the series. I'm obviously kind of giving a little extra credit here, but I'm really disappointed that Conley won't be able to play.
Yeah, it makes it not as fun. With Conley there, I would have picked the Warriors in five with maybe a six. Without him, I go sweep and just sweep, yeah. And even him, even broken face Conley, I'd probably still pick a sleep. They need him fully healthy. This is something I talked about with Andrew, and I think it's a really good idea. I think the best angle for the Grizzlies, Kalathis and Bano aren't going to work against this team. It's just not. They have no chance. I would probably go with a weird big lineup, Courtney Lee, Tony Allen, Jeff Green, Gasol, and Zebo, and then just have Courtney Lee basically bring the ball up the court and then just give the ball to Gasol and let him run everything through him and initiate with him. That seems to be what makes the most sense for Memphis to do.
And I totally agree with that, because even though there's not much that Jeff – and I talked about this yesterday with I forget his name. Somebody from Grizzly Bear Blues. But he kind of said Jeff Green doesn't have the actual stats of shooting well, but he has the potential to maybe get there. And for the Grizzlies to have some kind of chance, they'll need Green on the floor mismatched against certain players that are guarding him. And if they decide to maybe go small and put Green at the four, which he said something Jaeger is sometimes inclined to do, that also works out for them if he can shoot. You know, I liken Jeff Green to Harrison Barnes, somebody that is very inconsistent, doesn't really know what he wants to do on the court, and vanishes for stretches at a time. But when he does something well, he does it really well, even if it's for just two or three plays. And I believe Green had a good game in the elimination game against Portland. So I think he's a big key for them, along with Courtney Lee, for me, if Memphis has any chance on offense.
That's a good comparison. I actually like those two. That's pretty good.
I'm not happy about the comparison for my when I'm cheering for the Warriors, but that's pretty much, it seems like it's Barnes' trajectory at this point. There doesn't seem to be any true hope for him to become any kind of star kind of player. So, you know, Jeff Green isn't bad. He's not a bad player.
So, in the regular season, the Grizzlies couldn't defend the Warriors' three-point shooting. Do you think there was some fluke to that, or do you think that's a trend we're going to continue to see?
I think if the Warriors are stuck in this is why the Warriors struggled against the Pelicans. I think when the Pelicans spaced the floor and could make threes, they had Aaron Gordon playing well, and Anthony Davis would slow the game down really well, especially with the switching. The Grizzlies can't do that. Once they switch Randolph or even Gasol onto Steph Curry at the 1-4, 1-5 pick and rolls, it's just almost impossible for them to stop. I think it'll be a trend, especially if the Warriors start getting turnovers and the games start getting wild. And then Draymond starts running up the floor and throwing the ball backwards like 5 feet, and Steph Curry shoots, and you know, and you know how that all always turns out. I think it's they can't slow the game down enough, I think, for Memphis. And that's obviously what they'll try to do, right? They'll try to pound the ball inside and all that. It's tough for me to see, and I think the defense for the Warriors makes everything go. Even though, you know, most people would talk about the Splash Brothers and every offensive weapon they have, it's that the defense makes everything go. If their defense is playing well, and I think it will, it lets the transition three-point game fly.
And then I'm with you. I don't see the Grizzlies having an advantage inside in this series. I mean, Bogut and Green are – there's a reason the Warriors have the best defense in the NBA, and if Memphis's game plan is to slow it down and they don't have Conley to run offense with. I mean, they're going to be running everything through Gasol and Rand. They're going to have to get really, really creative. So you're just not backing down Green and Bogut into post-ups to score. That's not going to end well.
I think Randolph, I believe he got Draymond in foul trouble. And I think this is probably one of my predictions for the series, which I think is really going to happen. I think David Lee's going to play. Not a big role, but some kind of role. I think Draymond's probably going to get in foul trouble one of those games, because you know the way he plays. And I think David Lee, they're not going to play Barnes at the four, because early in the game Memphis will go Gasol and Randolph big and big. And if Kerr doesn't elect to go with Maurice Spates, he'll play David Lee. And David Lee was not bad last time when he was put into the lineup ahead of Spates. He's quicker than Randolph, quicker than Gasol. He can front. He can kind of do some stuff. He had some good minutes, and I expect him to actually play a little bit this series and have a positive contribution. David Lee, of all people.
Bold yet not bold.
It's like bold. Everything's going well for Warriors, so why not? Why not just give David Lee something?
It's both at the same time. It's like David Lee's been a productive player in the NBA before, but he's also made no sense on this Warriors team and hasn't really been needed all season.
Yeah, it'll be one of those. I likened him to, I don't know if you watch baseball, I likened it to a Barry Zito moment, an overpaid player who's stuck at the end of the roster. That'll be called in and have a kind of a miracle. Although this Warriors team is favored, but I think he'll have one of those surprising outings, and then everybody will love him again because he played well in one big game in the playoffs. So we'll see.
I'd be happy for. I was never the biggest David Lee fan. I liked him when he was younger, but then as he got older, I mean, you kind of like, yeah, he's not that good. But I'd be happy for him.
He looks just sad in the locker room nowadays. It's kind of hard to. It's kind of hard to watch, so he's kind of by himself and all that. So, you know, it'll be fun if he does pull it off.
So what's your official prediction?
I give Grizzlies a lot of credit. I think they'll win one, either game three or game four. Maybe the one that Conley comes back, and I think the Warriors take the rest. So Warriors in five for me. Even if Conley doesn't play, I think the Grizzlies are too prideful to lose one, right? Even if they get up by 20, unlike the Pelicans, I don't think they'll choke it away the way they did. So I think the Grizzlies win one. So we'll go Warriors in five.
And anything you would like to plug and get out there?
Just going to State of Mind. I have stuff all over Howard Paroxysm and Clippers, Clipper blog. They're in a great series right now, I guess. Game 7 today, it turns out. So, you know, just everywhere.
And then I'll go to the SB Nation Memphis Grizzlies blog, also grizzlybearblues.com. Andy, thank you very much again, and probably bother you again for the conference finals.
I hope so, man. I really appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.